Okay, Mark of San Diego, time for the business hour. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Ion. Hey, I heard last night that you were responsible for reversing the Dow on election eve from 750 down to 300 up the next day. But why didn't you do the same with gold, except it was going in the opposite direction? Gold was going up, and then it tanked.
And why not? It's not the standard. Well, I'm trying. It's not the standard. It was the VIXI that made it move. Everybody thinks gold goes up and down. Gold hasn't moved since Christ. Money gets more and less expensive. And then you're asking that the VIXI, that was $1 trillion worth of money from the longs and the shorting of the market and where it landed. That's $1 trillion. Because that's 1,000 points. That's $1 trillion in money that someone lost and some others made.
So what you're saying is there was no manipulation with the gold price. It was all as a result of the VIX moving.
We don't like your words. Manipulation, everything's manipulated. Well, you just said there was no manipulation. Well, if you nut, there's going to be some manipulation going on, whether you like that part or not. So to say there was no manipulation, it's asking. Now we're negotiating. It's taking. That's what we're going to do. It's liking. Now we're going to enjoy it or not. Let's do it again. When can we do this again soon? Now it's asking, liking, and taking price and negotiating your generosity that we get.
Okay.
So now
I know what you're saying. Take the word manipulation out. So the drop in the gold price was as a result.
No, the drop in the money price. Gold don't change. Coffee don't fax. Gold don't change. Gold is the
same. But the price changes.
It most certainly does not. It is the same since Jesus. We've explained this.
Well, I know you have, but listen, 10 years ago.
Yes.
No, listen.
It's the same. It's the same.
But the price is...
No, it hasn't. In 1900, an ounce of gold bought you a nice tailor-made suit. Today, an ounce of gold will get you a pretty decent made suit with silk-lined pants and the sleeves the right length and hemmed and ready to go. For the same price as the same ounce of gold. It hadn't gone up a penny.
Okay, you're talking the purchasing power of it. But
That's how you gauge its value. That's what you gauge your value by.
Okay, but listen, let me get my question in. In 2000, the year 2000, gold was priced at $250 an ounce. Now it's over $1,200.
And that's what a suit costs then.
Okay, but the nominal price has gone up.
So has the price of a suit. A nice Armani suit, $1,400 bucks now. Same thing.
Okay.
Right now. In shekels, you can convert shekels to dollars. When Jesus walked the earth, an ounce of gold bought the X number of loaves of bread. Today, that gold will buy the exact same number of loaves of bread. We get what you're trying to say. You just think you ain't talking right. What you're trying to say is money got more or less expensive. So when money got less expensive, gold goes up. Now, when there's volatility in the market and they're trying to run something, they all short the market, which makes the VIXI go up, which makes the futures that it's going to start off in the minus. Well, people are betting on that. They're casting lots, like the Brexit. So they knew that all the outside markets were going to fall and it was over, and then Trump's going to come in, he's going to build a wall, he's going to blow up their shit, he's going to stop all this fiat mess, that people aren't going to run around and be able to make backdoor deals and run a peep toad sling back doing it like a dog pump, not going to be able to make their Pakistani bullshit, ship it back in. That stupid Americans are going to take their non-fiat money and buy this bullshit that don't last 1 second. They're not going to do it no more. They're not going to do it. The jig is up. Oh, we can't say jig on the radio. No more colored. Can't say colored no more.
Okay.
So it's up. It's up. And so up. And so everybody responded. And they go, wait. And then after about 1 second, they go, wait a second. If all those jobbies is over yonder and they're coming back here, that's going to make these companies worth more. And then they saw the opportunity. They go, no, wait a second. This isn't so bad. So they went buying long. And they met and crossed in that opposite made turned into money. They got de-sheared. So it went up. It went down $1 trillion, and it went up $1 trillion. That's you're saying that's the same $1 trillion, so there's no wash. But the $1 trillion, here's the difference. The $1 trillion isn't in somebody else's bank account.
Okay. Now, by your own words a minute ago, you said that every market is manipulated. When Trump officially gets in office, will we have free markets?
Define free.
Where J.P. Morgan doesn't come in and sell derivative short contracts on silver at the COMEX and has a concentrated position, and Janet Yellen doesn't come in and pump up the
Louise,
Dow.
We love Louise.
Louise, yeah. So here's what has me a little concerned. You know, hey, I love Trump, and I like some of the cabinet positions, and you went through them quickly this morning. But last week, he was talking about the new Treasury Secretary as being Mnuchin from Goldman Sachs and George Soros Foundation. And then he threw Jamie Dimon's name out there.
Yeah, Jamie. He's got to do something because he's losing. See, he had to do that because he's losing Chase. He didn't mean to, but he is.
You mentioned Hensarling. I understand he's a free market guy.
Yeah. Those words are the case, but that really and truly doesn't matter, really. It doesn't really matter. We'll tell you why it really doesn't matter. The reason it really doesn't matter is because all that's going to change anyway. It's all done.
Okay.
Well, we're just saying.
Let me go to a different subject here.
All right.
I was listening to Radio Free Ion, and there was a tailgate, and you were talking about the generations of the drops, and that we should go back into our ancestry and find out who the first person was that was a god. So in my particular case, of my four grandparents, how far do I have to go back?
Three
generations?
Yes.
Can you tell me on which side?
On your mama's side, silly.
That was going to be my next question. I have a cousin who's really into ancestry.
Oh, my God, and you know that. And you get little leaves, and you figure out who's who and where they come from and who the baby mama was and who the baby daddy was. And they got on the Internet, they got little copies of the jizz where they can run the jizz back to see if your jizz is their jizz.
I know,
They get jizzified. They get jizzed. That's what's happening. They're going to do that. Karen, they're going to run genomes down. They're going to get jizzed. Kind of like getting Googled. Don't get G's. Nice.
Okay, so let me ask this question. According to her research, my 20th great-grandfather was King Edward III. Would you agree with that?
Yes, we would.
Okay. And she had a question when I found out about this. Is back in 1610, there was in that lineage, there's a Reverend Edward Folliot who came to the States and had a daughter who named Elizabeth, who was born in Virginia. First of all, do you agree that they're in the line?
Well, except you've messed it up. You were in that line, but you come from the Black Prince, Edward, the Black Prince. That's the line.
The Black Prince, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. Not true.
That's after 1327. No, that's after 1327, as you call it.
Because my connection through my grandmother was Sarah Short, who married a Stephen Field.
No, see, you're tangling that up with Margaret, the Countess of Pembroke. No. That's not that.
Okay, so I'm all screwed up there. So,
we're straightening you out. You ain't no worry. You're all right.
Okay.
At least you come from the right house. This is the Plantagenet. This is the right one. It's the oldest son of King Edward III.
Okay. So I'm going to go back and review
Philippa.
That.
Philippa was the mommer. Because he was the Duke of Cornwall, the Prince of Wales, and the Prince of Aquitaine. You may know him as Edward of Woodstock, not Bob's Woodstock.
Well, I will have to take a look at that. It's hard for me to respond. I'm not that familiar with that line. Hey, what generation of drops are we on right now?
Not quite there yet. 130, 128, 130, 128. There's two working.
that tailgate I was listening to, which was a few years old, it was saying that Generation 144 is going to be very special.
It is. That's why you're effervescing now.
You told me that at some point the labyrinth is going to be sealed and you will have to make a decision. And I believe what you were saying there is that that decision is either to ascend or to just die.
See, all right.
Is that connected to Generation 144?
No, it's connected to C Auris.
Okay, I'm not picking that up. C?
It's a type of yeast, Mark, Candida Auris. Okay. Ryan's been on about it lately. It's going to kill all of us.
So, you know, by just speculating here, I would say that in a year, year and a half, we should be at Generation 144, possibly. Is that... So we're getting fairly close to decision time here.
Hell yeah.
So we got to get on with it.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You got to get you a nice. You got to get you a nice tombstone if you're not going to ascend.
Oh.
That's all you
got to
do. Don't kill yourself. It's great.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to be around here.
Then all you got to do is continue what you're doing right now. You're doing fine.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
Now, I want to tell you, I'm asking these questions for engagement, but I'm trying to have Bob be my role model and not get consumed with any one subject. You read it, just like Bob talks about. He goes on Dredge. He looks at headlines, and then that's it. Whatever he wants to talk about on that, he'll pick up out of that. But he doesn't go in and read each article.
See, what you don't understand is you don't know how that the proteins that mediate iron transport in C. albicans, they represent the yeast. The yeast is not a bad thing. We say the yeast is a good thing. But what happens
right.
in the little man is it takes over. That's the point.
Hey, now here's an odd question.
We just told you something.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and listen to it. And
I got it, Ion. Thanks.
But that's the secret. But don't undo it yet. Don't undo it yet, because we need to get some of them off the payroll first, Carolyn. Let it run through a few rounds so you get the real estate down.
Yeah, people with these chronic infections, the infectious organism eats up the iron, Mark, and makes it unavailable to... it's more like the human organism knows that the yeast, et cetera, will eat up the iron. So it will actually make a person iron deficient to starve the organism. And then not knowing that. So I don't know why I brought it up other than he's trying to tell me something.
Well, he asked.
But
he
I'll
asked,
get after
he
him.
He asked about it, and he was trying to figure out how he could avoid it. And so we told him the way to avoid it. And that's what you're building up, is there are no geritol-needing patients of yours because they don't serve or have iron-poor blood.
Okay.
Because we're changing the way that proteins are mediated in this conversation, which is why it's odd, which is why they think it's all messed up. It's not messed up. It's just ascending.
I want to set the record straight here. I was talking to you a month or so ago about the dream I had about buying silver back in 2010, and were you responsible for that? And you said yes. And I said, why didn't you tell me to sell it? And you said you did. You know, you wrecked the car. You called me on several
we
phones.
We did. Blew the fuse box out. You had to have an electrician come fix all the shit. We did everything but turn you upside down on your head.
Okay, well, I went back and thought about that more carefully because at first I said no car accidents, and I was thinking of serious accidents, but in 2010, late 2010, I was involved in a couple fender benders, so that may have been what you were talking about then, which I didn't recognize at the time. But here's my question. I hear INS often say, okay, I got your email, I got a message from you. I don't think I've got an email from you or a telephone call.
Yes, you have.
So I have. Just like the accidents, I don't remember them.
Well, but then you think about it for a second, and you do, and then you go look in your phishing file, and you go, oh, my Jesus, God, who's all these emails from? They're late.
Okay.
They haven't got answers. Okay. Then all of a sudden, they're purged themselves, and you decide there's too much. Then you make more space, and then you delete them. So we go, okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Bob never deletes an email. That's the one thing about we like Bob. He is never going to delete an email for nothing. He ain't about all that. So don't
He's
you worry, Bob.
That's
on one server.
Yeah. He's got 33,000 emails like Hillary.
All over the place. 650,000 emails, too. But now here's go. Most of his emails are to himself.
Right.
So that's even better.
Yeah.
Well, no, just mark space markers.
You know, we talked about a couple of times, silver bells, you know what that means. When that occurs, after that event, I'm going to move money into Southern Company, is put more money into Southern. That's probably, you would endorse that.
Well, your price is down a little bit right now so that you may, yes.
No, but I'm talking about the price we established months ago when you said...
That's right.
You know what I'm talking
about. That's right. We
okay.
do, but the price is already moving there. And then if we got to hurry up, maybe get a split. But by the end of the year, you will probably want to look at that closer.
Okay.
Oh, and you might better have the breakers looked at because this time we're probably going to blow something up. Not very hearing you are. So there might not be any question this time when it's us speaking or not. When you walk through the rubbled ashes of what's left, looking for the phoenix, if he took a shit before he flew out of the ashes, that's where you'll be pretty sure it was us.
Well, I'm in communication with you, so hopefully you won't have to do that.
It's up to you. It's your story. You can tell it any way you want to.
Hey, you mentioned to Bert that don't sell your Kinder Morgan. So Kinder Morgan, does that apply to others?
Did you have a question?
Should I buy Kinder Morgan or?
Well, it's $20.65. It's down 88 cents. But look at the volume all of a sudden. 16 million shares and it's had a little bump. There's a whole lot of things going on with the Colonial Path Pipeline in Standard. They're in Colonial, down the plantation,
right.
all the flies. And it's paying this crazy dividend at 2.42%. And it's a little bit up, but it was 11.20. Now, if you bought it at 11.20, you're a happy man today. But if you didn't, you might better look at it. But there's an interesting thing because you see 130% dividend on Kinder Morgan. Okay?
Right.
So now it's going to go from a strong buy from outperform. So things are moving. But now it may have already had its bump. So you got to watch that.
Ion, do you have an opinion on First Majestic?
Yeah, we're waiting for you, Ion.
We said,
You know, it ran up from, I bought it between 8 and 12. It went to 19. And then when gold started dropping, you know, it corrected. So I think it's around 10 bucks now. But I look at that as something to hold on to for a while.
Well, we think get out of it. $8 a share.
You don't think much of the metals, do you?
Well, if they don't go up, why would you be in something that doesn't go up?
Okay.
You're in a business that works. Hold on. You're in a business that makes money, and basing on you're betting on the VIXI. It's the more disdain there is, the more the value of those precious metals go up. Okay? At least silver you do use for something. You're now getting here. They're in Mexico. They're damn in Mexico. Why in the world would you be in a silver business in Mexico that's going to have a 35% tariff on the silver that comes into there? Bob's already got his stuff set up through Johnson Matthey. He's not going to be using First Majestic. So they're done. Get out.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was listening to your RNA drops are the currency, and I finally agree with you And when you were off there having a little discussion with Bob, and when we get to a point where those products are what will sustain our life and help us ascend, there's no value you can put on them.
Especially if you got a Canadian company doing business in Mexico, if you ain't blowed your brains out now, ascension can't be something you're interested in.
Okay, so a lot of the
we're kind of short on First Majestic.
Put a short on, okay. So let's see, you know, I'm.
But now Fortuna is better.
What about Pretium? Pretium Resources. Have any thoughts on that? That's
Excellium is better.
Hey, Mark, what was the topic just before you named the company? What was the topic just before, like a minute ago?
Oh, I asked him about a company named First Majestic. It's a Canadian company that has quite a bit of mining operations in Mexico. So he's saying, why would you invest in Mexico
when
there's a tariff?
So we got the definition of currency. Would you run that by him? State what we've said. Currency is the figure. Irony drops to the ground, and you wouldn't use the term currency for the ground. Review those ideas with him. See what you get out of them.
Okay.
The goal
is
just
saying
define
that,
currency.
Yeah. Now, you want me to define it or have Ion define it? Have
we
Ion
agreed
define
on something. Now, run it by what we said. RNA drops is not currency. It's going to be the gold standard. That's something different. You don't use the word currency with that, with the drops. It's
okay.
Role.
Yeah.
So run that by. Yeah. Run through
okay,
the arguments of that.
Ion, the gold standard that we had up until the 30s, that was because gold was considered money and everything else was considered currency. It was a proxy to the physical gold. In fact, you used to be able, as you know, go into the bank, exchange it, paper for gold, and then they changed all that. So are you saying that the RNA drops and the completement formulas and everything else that comes along, they're not a currency because they can't be inflated up or down? Inflated up or deflated down? Just like you said a minute ago, gold bought a suit back in, 200 years ago, or buy the same suit today. So your purchasing power is preserved. Is that what you're saying about the drops?
Basically.
So it'll be considered real money because you'll be able to exchange it, and it's going to maintain its value.
But it depends on if money goes up or down.
That's true. You know, J.P. Morgan.
Pitching or catching.
He said gold is money and everything else is credit. So you and I won't ever agree on the fact that it's the price goes up or down. But I understand what you're saying. Purchasing power stays the same, basically. Yeah.
The Churchill or somebody said the rest is butter. Did you say butter? Gold
credit. Yeah, J.P. Morgan said that gold is money and everything else is credit. It's not real. You know, it's been my contention that's why, you know, the price of gold has been manipulated for a long time because it's anti-dollar. And there's a group of people in Washington that have a vested interest in protecting the dollar. You know, we do that every single day.
So I think, Mark, I got what I wanted from you, defining the currency. I think we'll move on to someone else.
Okay, that's fine, Bob. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you, yes. Ian.
But hang around. We might have to bring you back in. So
there is no
thanks
time.
For your in. Thanks for your input.
There is no time. Okay, I will.
Is this Alyssa or Nate?
It's Nate. Hey.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Ion. My first question is some backstory on it. I was listening back to last week and thinking about some of our interactions, and I just don't know why it feels so kind of like I'm working through it. And so I'm going to exit that approach and just get into some knowing and let's just roll. And my first question is, what would be a good thing for us
to talk about? He's saying rapid fire. Money trumps town. Let's go. Next. Rapid fire. Let's
money.
Go. Bomb a nose. Money.
Yeah, do you,
Trump,
when
president.
You say rapid fire, you mean getting other people to ask questions too?
No. He just got to do it really quick. He wants to run through a whole bunch of stuff, and we can do it all right now. Yes. Come on. Next. The next question is yes. Let's go.
What was the first question, Nate?
Well, actually, my first question was, what should we talk about? And he's throwing him in.
What's your first question, Nate?
My first question was, what should we talk about?
Why are you asking that?
Because my approach in other times when we've interacted has just been kind of arduous because I'm feeling around and
Here's what you do. Nate, you start asking questions that you're not interested in. Forget yourself. What you'll say, what does Billy want to know? And you think of something that somebody might want to know. And you ask on behalf of them because you're never going to get your fucking question. And it's, Ian can't solve your problems. The drops can.
Sure.
So don't fucking talk to Ian about some essential knowledge. Find out about ideas, about all kinds of topics. So ask something that you're not interested in.
Donald Trump's the president now. And what's that going to be like for essentially people that I'm not connected to, that it's going to be this huge bad thing? Like, why is it going to be so bad for them?
Because they're not going to get their shit for free no more.
What were they getting for free?
Everything.
They're getting everything for free, and now they're not going to get it for free anymore.
Correct. This is a grade in accounting.
What was that?
We didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. You said this is a great accounting.
The great accounting.
But
he's going to account where all this goddamn money went to. If everybody's paying taxes and everybody's paying their fair share and everybody's doing their part, how in the fuck are you $22 trillion in fucking debt? Where did the money go? You account for that and you stop a whole lot of pork barrel politics. Give them something to talk about, Bob.
We talked about the moon earlier, but like, essentially, I am bringing all these planets into alignment. We are bringing it into alignment in spite of you.
You were going to ascend all along. Now, if you do or not is up to you, but you were supposed to.
Oh, it's already happened.
Yours to lose. It's yours to lose. But that's what Hillary Clinton said about her presidential campaign, too, darling.
Yeah, if you want to lose it, go ahead, kind of thing.
Yeah, go and write you some emails. Get you a private server. That'll get you right.
But about these planets, so these alignments
tastes great.
Are happening.
Tastes great, less stealing. That's the question to the planets.
What is that a slogan of? I recognize that.
Beer?
Tastes great, but less filling. Oh, beer, you said. That's what it was. Wasn't it some light beer? Could it work for fear as well? To some.
It will.
I'm interested in these planets, so maybe we should talk about something else. I mean, I know, Bob, you're saying all that stuff, but I did want to ask Ion what he thought would be a good subject to talk about that I may not be interested in. I was curious to see what they would say is a good starting point. So, Ion, what's a good starting point for us to talk about something that will roll naturally?
Foie gras.
Foie gras. Okay. Cooking, alchemy, that makes me think of alchemy. I was listening to Richard Lloyd's record, Alchemy, right when you guys were talking last night about all that alchemy stuff.
Nice.
So when you posted on the Goober Snatch that gold was representative of all things, like the perfection of all different things, to the alchemist, and that the RNA ascended person was essentially the fulfillment of the perfection of all things on all levels. Does that mean that the mountain was sort of functioning, going after this alchemist thing that's just a reflection of what really is the most sort of important shit out there, which would be ascension?
He got the gold mine, she got the shaft.
That's the oil field, I got the shaft. Shit, man. Come on, man. That was fucking hilarious, by the way, that thing you guys played when Obama couldn't keep the crowd under control. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, my
God. Did you put it back on? Did you put your ass back on?
Well, I hadn't got around to it, but I left it on a chair. I sat down and just sat back on.
So, just like take a topic. You know, just go. Or just look across the room. See a book title and say that, or a newspaper article. That's how you find stuff. How you get information.
Okay, The Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye. I haven't read that one in a long time.
Doesn't matter.
Is that something that
make
you
a question
see?
Up. Like say, did Nicholas II ever read Catcher in the Rye?
No, and J.D. Salinger was high when he wrote it.
On what? Marijuana? LSD? What was he high on?
Heroin.
How much heroin did he consume during the writing of that book?
200 grams.
Is that why he was a recluse? He's always been a junkie, Ion?
Yep. Dude. Him and Sade.
Sounds familiar. That was his girlfriend?
No.
Sade, smooth operator? So I've been reading Ulysses, and my dog
we're
just
so sorry.
Tore it apart.
We're so sorry. Good. Thank God. He got the message. The most wonderful thing ever made. That is fabulous.
Well, what happened to your dog?
Thrilled.
I came home the other day, and she had just torn it to shreds.
Excellent. Oh, how delightful. That is wonderful. Praise be. Blessed be.
There's got to be some good shit in there, though. I feel like it was good for my brain to be reading that, but I was honestly just doing it as a prep to feel like I could maybe get more out of Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, no, that's a wise thing. Buy another copy and get back into it. It's well worth it.
You think so? I might just go to Finnegan's Wake.
No, no. Finnegan's Wake is a rewrite of Ulysses, so you have to know what Ulysses is.
J.D. Salinger made the publishers take his picture off from the book.
Why?
No, that was Pynchon. No, maybe Pynchon. No, Pynchon just went around and stole the book from libraries to hide
the
picture.
No, it was Salinger. It was Salinger.
Yeah, you may be right.
Why did Salinger do that?
The Book of the Month Club wanted him to change the title. And Salinger started the book after being released from a mental hospital. And there was a pup. Fiction edition in the 1950s.
That's
and
right.
There are multiple theories on how Salinger came up with the name Holden Caulfield. And it made
which
swear words mainstream. All of them. There's a prequel to Sorts of It. The Ocean's Full of Bowling Balls. Don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one either.
John Lennon's Murder was obsessed with it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So, John Lennon committing suicide.
And it popularized Screwed Up in LMAO.
Hey, Nate, Lennon didn't die. He's still around.
And clowns are very scary.
Yeah, I'm not really ever liked clowns.
See,
so
there it is.
And there it is. And that's what we're waiting for. Let's talk about clowns.
Emmett Kelly.
Emmett Kelly?
You see how this works, Nate? We just led into J.D. Salinger, and now you get the credit for unleashing a lot of information about J.D. Salinger, and you don't even
Leo.
Care about
it. Leo.
What do you mean, Leo?
Emmett Leo Kelly.
He was an American circus performer who created the memorable clown figure Weary Willie.
Joseph Grimaldi.
You know who else I wanted to talk about? Someone you said the other day.
Red Skelton.
I should look up Carmine Lombardi.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, Guy Lombardi.
Guy Lombardo.
That is Guy Lombardi.
Carmine Lombardi is Guy Lombardi?
Yes.
Carmine Lombardi was a painter. Is that a different Carmine Lombardi?
No, not that one, silly.
That was interesting, though. That had to do with some stuff I was thinking about.
Okay.
So, Guy Lombardo. You're back to Guy Lombardo.
No, you took us there. We're happy.
Good time, Charlie. Old Lang Syne.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, let's talk more about J.D. Salinger.
Yeah, good time Charlie's got the blues.
Was J.D. Salinger a good time, Charlie, when he wasn't on heroin?
Yes.
I read a lot of his works, but I haven't read that recently. Should I read that, or why bother?
Why bother?
Yeah.
The glib, clichéable archetype destined to the dawn of refugees.
What book should I read?
Don't know of one. Bob wrote a book. Read Bob's book.
What was Bob's book?
Ooh, Bob, what was the name of that ridiculous rag? It's more like a pamphlet more than a book, so.
It's called Fatty Communion
more
with
a,
Bob Dobbs.
The Fatty Communion, it's
Fatty
more like
Communion
a pamphlet.
Bob Dobbs.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a thin book. It's only 131 pages.
Well, it's got more than 122. If it doesn't have 122 pages, it's not a book. It's just a pamphlet.
I thought everything over
Fatty
100
Communion.
Was a book.
Fatty
when you say
fatty,
do you mean like nonverbal, but just define
it can come out of
the,
it's non-semantic utterances or body language. It's basically non-semantic. When you go, someone's talking, you go,
It's the opposite of autosocratic.
It's the opposite of emphatic communication. Emphatic versus phatic. It's,
yeah, but
grunting.
You shouldn't talk about women's weight.
Okay, phatic, P-F-A-T-I-C.
Yeah, I wrote a song about that, phatic communication.
Tell them about that Manipian phatic, Bob. That was a fun era.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good, you wrote
about
phatic communion? You took it in linguistics in college or something?
No, I never went to college. I didn't need that.
How did you know?
Actually, I just heard, I think, you on some payday talk about this. And
oh, okay, so you wrote this recently. This song is a new song.
Yeah, within the past 6 months.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean nothing. This book was done in 1992.
Ooh, 92. That was a good year for books, huh?
No. That's when Lady Di, her biography came out in June 92 and upset Buckingham Palace.
Did that have something to do with you? Wait, which book are you talking about?
The one on Lady Diana, about June 92, by Andrew somebody, that exposed a lot of her life with Charles, the bad stuff, like bulimia
and
anorexia.
How did you get to that? My mind was still with your book.
You said Fatty Communion, and so I would say, okay, you did this years ago. Turns out you only made the song 6 months ago, the last 6 months, and then... what you're connecting it with, my book was written 24 years ago, quarter of a century. So you can't connect your stupid song with my stupid book.
Yes, I can.
No, it won't serve you well.
Just thematically.
Okay.
I'll have to read it first. Who knows?
I can email it to you. The used copies are start at $150 and go up, so you don't care to get my book if you have no money.
Well, thanks.
Let me just check, see if we board Ion. Did we drive Ion off? You bastard, Ion, you left.
Ion. We still got 45 minutes left. Hope he comes back. Okay, so let's unmute. And everybody petition to me why they should be picked next. Okay, start talking.
Hey, Bob?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Mark. Hey, that noise that we usually hear, is that normally Ion calling from the factory?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a crew working all the,
there's 200 people there. 200
okay.
people. Very excitable people because they know what they're going to unleash on the world. And so there's lots of camaraderie. Only one of them said something to the outside world about it, and he was killed, immediately done away with, apparently. He didn't survive well or do well. So the rest of them know not to do anything. But they've been doing this for 6 years. So they're all pretty good friends, all the guys that live there. It's really like the Manhattan Project. Remember they lived on a base. They had their own residence, their own barracks, the families.
You know, this past week I've been listening to a lot of Radio Free Ion. And one thing that was said is that the time when cold fusion will be introduced will be during a time of chaos. And
right.
Do you remember something like that?
Do I remember Ion saying that?
Yes.
Yes. That's been the scenario from the get-go. Ion says that we will bring it forth when the world cries out for it.
So when there's, everything's going to crap, and that would say that's when it's going to come out.
And it looks like we're going into the crappy zone starting now or yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm just talking because there's no one else talking, but I can easily back off. But, a conversation I had with Ion a couple weeks ago, or a month ago, but we refreshed it 2 weeks ago, is that he's talking about there's going to be hyper deflation. Everything is going to be dropping in price, and there's going to be quantitative easing. So the Fed's going to try to combat that with printing money. And he talked about the $100 bill going away, and he said soon. And one thing I forgot to ask Ion is, I'm wondering if, and you may know the answer, if Trump has been brought in to manage the crash and then take us out of it.
It's not manage. It's not really doing it like that. It's going to change the drastic fall.
You said change the direction of the fall?
Yeah. So it's going to absorb all the fiat currencies. That's why you're going to slow down the hyperdeflation.
So he's the right guy that can do this, and a politician.
Yeah, he knows how to make a deal. He knows to make a deal. Politicians just take a drowning man and make him buy water.
So we got the right guy on the job, and we've got you overseeing everything. Sometimes I portray that, I'm worried about price of this and that and certain stock investments, but as long as we're on the drops, we shouldn't be worried about a thing.
It's like your Bitcoin is hyperdeflation now, as an example.
I haven't been looking at that. I know it was going up quite a bit.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's
so,
imitation.
Yeah.
What would we say the topic was the last 5 minutes?
Orgasms, how to get off easy.
You mean with me? When I came on?
What
have
we been talking about?
Oh, well, let's see, what were we talking about? I was talking about cold
fusion. We were talking about pussy is what we were talking about.
Yeah, after
during a
cold
time
play.
Of chaos. Yeah.
After
cold
oh,
play.
Oh, yeah, we did that, but then Ion came in
Goldman
and then
Sachs.
Get on to some other topic.
Okay, but I was talking about, with all the things that Ion's been talking about, the hyperdeflation, et cetera, that Trump is going to lead us into the decline and then bring us out of it. Then Ion said he's going to change the direction of the fall. I mean, make it less chaotic, I guess. So that's
okay. Well,
that's kind of what
you're just speculating. Ask Ion. Are you going to make it more dramatic?
Ion, that's what you meant, right? You're going to Trump is going to lessen the chaos and disruption of what happens over the next months. with markets falling and hyperdeflation.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's another thing you learn here in Iandom, Mark, is even if you get to a profound insight, I'll say so far.
I know.
Everything's going to really change constantly, all the time, which is what the evergreens define the second coming as, a time of perpetual change. And that's what I am saying.
Yeah.
We define it as when you come the second time. We call it multiple orgasms.
Yeah. Do you have physical sex? Do you engage in physical sex in some way?
Completely.
Are you the feelings that are exchanged in sex?
Anthropomorphically.
Okay, we're going to go somewhere else, Mark, unless you got something.
No, go ahead.
Okay, Leslie.
Hello. This isn't Leslie. It's Rin. I wanted to thank Ion. Ion, are you there?
Yeah,
we do.
I heard what you said when I talked to you 2 weeks ago, and I came home with Augmentor and left Fort Worth and came home with Augmentor. And I wanted to thank you so much because it is so wonderful and magical here, and I love it.
Wonderful.
It's a place like I've always dreamed of, and I was very torn about coming until after I talked to you, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Excellent. It's wonderful. Good.
And I wanted to thank you for rushing things, even though I was nervous when I said you had to rush it. But I have a question about it, because Augmentor wants me to stay here with them, and I want to stay here, but all my children and my family are back in Fort Worth, so I don't know what to do. Can you help me with that?
Hang around for a little while, then you can sort of work it out. Give it a minute. There's no hurry, is there?
Yes and no.
Well, should I stay or should I go now? If I stay, there will be trouble. If I go, it will be double.
That totally makes sense.
So should I stay or should I go?
I should stay for a little while and see how it goes.
Yeah, why not? Couldn't hurt.
It won't hurt. No, it will be awesome. Thank you.
And fun. Fun. It's good.
It is. It is wonderful. And you're so awesome. I probably wouldn't have come if I hadn't have talked to you that day.
See,
that night.
And there you go. And that's good. And that's good because it's for life. It's living. It's called living. Why not?
It is called living. I was sitting in a box. You're one of your little ticky-tacky boxes on the hill.
That's marvelous. Bobby loves that song.
I know.
Have to play it for Bob. He enjoys it so much. That and Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay. He likes that one, too. It's fun.
Okay, you finished, Ren?
I did want to ask him a couple of questions. Also, other than that, on a different topic. Last time, I was asking about King James the Fourth and how, you know, I like to do genealogy research and stuff, and how, according to my research, King James the Fourth is my, like, great-great, however many back grandfathers. And so I wanted to ask Ion, is that true?
It is. James the Third was his daddy from Scotland,
yes.
Northumberland. Northumberland. But now, this is where they got hooked up with the Stuarts, so you got to be careful.
That's right. So I wanted to ask, because you said James the Fourth isn't dead, and I wanted to ask if I will ever get to meet
him. He can. He was not killed in the Battle of Flodden 500 years ago.
So will I get to meet him at any point?
If you want to, why not?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, you got to behave, and don't be surprised, because he's going to look really, really, really good. So, okay. See, and then you got to look out, because then there's a little battle over Margaret Tudor. So you be careful with that.
Yes, yes. I know about her.
Well, that's a whole nother conversation, just saying.
That is a whole nother conversation, so we'll skip it for now, if you don't mind.
We don't mind, but we're just letting you know, just so you know.
Okay. Good. Thank you. On another line of my family, my great-grandmother was a Campbell. And in my research on that line, I can't get past her great-grandfather, Felix Campbell. Would you tell me, is there some way I can find out more information on that line of my family?
You missed it because you missed it. It's the soup company, Campbell Soup. That side. Out of Camden, New Jersey.
Another line on my mom's side of the family, they always claimed that we had American Indian in our ancestry. Do you know if that's true?
Yeah. Choctaw, 16% on your daddy's side.
On my dad's side?
Yeah. His great-grandmother was Choctaw Indian.
Okay, what about on my mom's side?
None at all.
None on my mom's? Okay.
No.
Ion, do you know what percentage of Scottish blood is in my current generation? Bob? Are you there? Am I here? Hello? Hello?
Anybody want to say anything?
Yeah, we don't mind. Let's say something.
I was wondering if I had disappeared. What happened?
Well, did you ask a question?
I did. I asked.
Did you get an answer?
No, it just totally went dead. Nobody was saying anything.
Did you catch your question, Ion?
Bubble, bubble.
Bubble, bubble.
Does she have to ask it differently?
She just got to ask it the first time.
She did.
She was in another. No, she didn't. She was a different side. You'll see.
Okay. I was asking on my mother's side of the family, that goes back to King James IV of Scotland, can you tell me what percentage Scottish is in me right now?
71%.
Awesome. And is there anything on the Scottish side of my family that I should know about that might help me today?
They were very Jewish.
Jewish as in Jews or Jewish as in an adjective describing them, how they were?
As a people, Jews.
Okay, Rin, I want to ask Ion something. Did all human beings come from Adam? A human being that was...
silly, of course.
Well, there was no beginning,
so
how did that happen?
Well, actually, you're going back to Adam. You're not from Adam, you're going to Adam.
So if there was no beginning, we're not coming from somebody.
You're going to it. You were gods, then you had the fall, then they showed up at Adam, and then you went downhill from there. Then you went all the way to Revelation, now you're headed back toward Genesis. So you're trying to get back to God. So it's just in one loop, and well, you're right, it's a time loop. There is no time, so it's very challenging to work into that window. But that's the point of that window. You did it, you set it up, you made it so, and that's the problem. So yeah, it's one big, we're like Sarah's Ion, we're unimpressed.
You're unimpressed with the loop or with the fact that we went downhill?
You all arguing for the limitation of from whence you came.
Okay, Rin, that's enough. Moving on to someone else. We're running out of time.
It's nice, though.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ion. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, darling.
Okay, Rin. Who's there?
Hello, baby.
Hey, Super Sugar.
I've been thinking about Lafayette. I don't know why. How does he and Marie Antoinette influence the American Revolution?
Pays for it.
Many say Lafayette was like a 33-degree Mason.
He was a Knight Templar.
Who made this secret society, the Cincinnati Secret Society, were also Templars involved?
Bob. It was Bob. He denies it, but it was Bob.
Yeah, I remember very well that I started at Roxy. I'm haunted by my memories of those days, the early days of organizing social mortar for more effective action under printing press and newspaper conditions.
What was Lafayette trying to achieve in America? Or what did he achieve?
Assets.
How does the Nesara connect to the now that we were commenting? Clinton didn't pay when he could, and now that this is the third revolution, the opponents were again the Clintons. And
maybe. It's interesting. It does. But everything east of Lyon doesn't really apply, though, does it?
What changes now?
You do. You come back to God.
Yes, that's why I'm here. That's the only reason.
Well, and you're doing good. You got lots of power.
When you came for, you talk a lot about Saint Germain and Tenesara. What would you add now to all those things you said before? What is changing now with that contract?
The moniker.
What do you mean?
What does moniker mean?
I'm not sure.
I'll look it up just a second. I think it's a marking thing, marking place. Moniker. It's a name. So word, origin, and more definitions. The moniker, the name. It's a powerful international domain name registrar also. So moniker, definition.
Very
moniker
good.
is a nickname also. So our nicknames are changing, Ion?
Yes, as you're known.
That are going to be known, and that would be including general categories, human, God. Is that a moniker?
Yep. Alien, foreign alien, resident alien,
right.
Potential alien. Yeah, especially past blue perfectly.
Is past blue perfectly is what has already happened? Kind of a past tense situation?
I would if I had.
When I was reading about Lafayette, they mentioned the Egyptians called Jehovah On. Is that related to you? To the Ion?
Not really. It's just a marker. They're trying to bring it into the mysticism. That's where mysticism begins. And we aren't mystified, okay, any more than the Delphian Oracle. But it's an example of how you can get something outside of your knowing. And if you want to call that mystic, okay, then it turns into mystic pizza.
What was their understanding of you? It was just mysticism?
Yeah, it's a good question. Did anybody have any understanding of you, Ian? Did they experience you?
We would say sure. How do you get things hooked up the way you do? You can't get hooked up without
well,
that.
Well, you're basically life. So you're life.
Yeah.
So everybody...
Then that's L'Chaim. Then it's L'Chaim.
What's that mean?
To life.
So whatever culture was made around a sense of life is not life. That's what happens. People get lost in the mortar of the definition of what they thought is life. So you're an anti-environment to whatever knowledge humans form. Correct?
Viscerally, yes.
Yeah, do you get that, Rox? They're the anti-environment to whatever structure is set up.
So when everybody says the Founding Fathers and Napoleon were Masons, they were actually Templars?
Mostly. There are a few of them that became Masons. That was later.
So what is the connection of the Templars with the monarchy of France?
Argyle.
That they...
Argyle. Argyle.
Which monarchy, Rox?
France.
Is that the Bourbons, the Valois?
But
what is the French family monarchy?
They're actually Egyptian.
Yeah, are the French monarchies, the Valois, the Guise, the Bourbons, are they Egyptians, Ion?
Phoenicians.
If we're all from Adam, no, we're all going towards Adam. We're not from Adam. So we're not from any place, but we're all going to Adam.
Back to God, yeah.
So Phoenicians there, Rox. What were the Phoenicians? What did I ask about?
LaRouche said the Phoenicians were the Venetians, like the dark.
Yeah, the V-E-N.
Monarchy.
Yeah, but what? Oh, no, yeah. The French monarchy are Phoenicians. That's a good one.
And it split into the Syro-Phoenicians. Which gets you into the Egyptian connection that she's trying to make so predominant. It's not predominant at all.
But why would they then show this connection? Like, they give the impression they're Egyptian.
Well, they are.
Did Egyptian culture, the Sphinx net, come from the Phoenicians, Ion?
Where do you think Canaanites were?
I don't know. They were Canadians.
Well, it's everything from Tyre to Sidon to Babylon. That was Egypt.
Oh, okay.
The Phoenicians.
Okay, you just said it was Egypt, but before that it was the Phoenicians? Was all
the
that Phoenicians?
Yes, the land of milk and honey, the promised land, Egypt, was included.
But they were not Moabites. They were not Midianites.
That's a separate.
None of those
that was
people.
Separate. That was a separate. Because the Persians defeated the Second Babylon Empire. Cyril the Great.
Is that Cyro? Cyro? What's D-Y-R-O?
No. We'll spell it for you. C-I-R-O.
Cyril. The Great? Did you say the Great?
Yeah, King Cyril.
King Cyril and the Babylonians.
Mm-hmm.
Are, what's their significance?
From Mesopotamia. That's how they all hooked up with the Egyptians.
Through King Cyril.
And his brother, Cambyses. They conquered the other side. It's all connected. That empire. The Second Babylonian Empire.
If we're going back
Babylon.
To Adam... We're going back to Adam and Eve, and that's Bob and Carolyn. Then everybody is my child.
Ew, that's disgusting.
You're the original foundation father.
Well, no, I'm thinking of how we got there. We came
the
from
invasion,
diverse origins.
Invasion of the body snatchers, Bob.
After we get to the Garden of Eden, do I mutate something? So that it appears everything came from me? Is that my final magical act?
Okay, maybe, but you're in one of these moments. Take your medication, you'll be okay.
But the scepter of the king with the flower of lis, they said it was a representation of the scepter of Aaron. So why would they show that? The staff of Aaron.
Why not?
But were they connected to the patriarchs?
Okay, wait a minute
to
now.
The project, maybe.
Hey, Rox, if we're saying that we came from Phoenicians, but we're going towards the Phoenicians and past the Phoenicians back to Adam, then there's something screwed up there. We didn't come from the Phoenician Egyptians. We're becoming Egyptians and Phoenicians. Is that correct, Ian?
That's
we're
exactly
working our way back
correct.
Through the old...
Right?
Yeah. It's all backwards there, Rox. We're becoming...
Forward for us.
That's why Ian said that you'd be becoming Zipporah or something. Moses' buddy.
Mm-hmm. In many paintings of the king, they're like... Some people say it's the Ark of the Covenant. It's like a box. It's covered by the...
cardboard box. Living in
the cape
box.
Of the king, but one can see there is a box. So many say that's the Ark of the Covenant. And you said only some house or some tribe was in charge of the Ark of the Covenant.
Villa Rosa.
Wasn't it the Levites?
The Levites.
It was.
You call them a Villa Rosa.
That's where it was. Don Navi at Villa Rosa.
Where's that today? What country?
Maui.
Okay, Roxy, we only got a few minutes left, so...
Yeah.
More question?
Thank you. No, it's okay.
No, you got one more question? So, one more?
Well, I really don't understand the tribes because...
You've got to start looking at, we haven't gotten there yet, right, Ian? We have not gotten to those tribes
yet. You're on your way.
So that's the meaning of the stairs in Shambor?
That loops you. That's the way to go. It's not where to go. It's the way to go.
Well, thank you, Super Sugar Love.
You're very wonderfully welcome. We'll come to you in your sleep. That's how we'll talk.
Yes, thank you.
It's going to be easy.
Okay, so we got Beverly Hills. You got one question, Beverly Hills.
Hi, Ion. This is Sherry.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sherry. How's Joe? Is Joe your relative?
Joe is my brother, and we are both blissfully deplorable.
Ain't it nice to be deplorable?
Oh, it is. It is. It is. Oh, my gosh. I really don't have questions today. I just want to say thank you for such a fan-freaking-tastic time that we had going into this, and lining everything up the way it was and letting us be a part of that inside information. It was so fun to know how that was going to turn out and believe it wholeheartedly. Everyone we would talk to, we would say, oh, yeah, this is how this is going to turn out. And sure enough, a lot of people wanted it, but they'd say, but it's probably not going to happen. So that was just so fun. Thank you.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much, Sherry. And why doesn't Joe ever come on? Why doesn't Joe ever speak?
I don't know.
Is his spondylitis still improving?
Yeah, he's doing great.
All right, good.
So I have one question. So since the drops are considered the new currency, when I take them, is it like putting money in the bank? Because that's kind of how it feels.
Yeah, of course. Money in the bank. Yep.
The bank. So I'm investing in myself.
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
Yeah, that's right. And then at nighttime you should sing Rihanna's song.
Which one?
Bitch better have my money.
We know that Trump has to be on the drop. I mean,
he is. He can't do what he does, yeah.
And we also know that there was never like six paths for Trump to win. We know that the only one that could have won is not physical, so thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's no word.
Yeah.
It's no word.
It's
okay.
Really fun, man. All right.
Okay, so thank you, Sherry. Let's see.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. This is a 714. Who's that? That's a party? There's a group there. Purdy? You don't want to be on? Hey!
Y-M-C-A.
Okay, you got a question, Gene?
Y-M-C-A.
No, Bob, not Gene. Enough time. Move on.
Me
no. Ask a question for someone else, then.
Yeah, go on to someone else.
Young man.
No, you ask a question about something you're not interested in.
Oh, young man. To find yourself, go there.
Look around your bookshelves. Find a title and ask about it.
Wait to get there.
Ion, talk to me about Harlot's Ghost. Can you give me
why not?
Give me a passage.
Norman Mailer's novel?
Yeah.
And what about me and Carolyn? Right, it's on the chart. Yeah, talk about that, Ion.
Okay. What you want to know?
Is there a favorite reference to Bob and Carolyn in that book that you want to share?
Emily.
And does Emily represent Carolyn?
Yes.
Why is that your favorite?
She's because it's about Carolyn. She's much more fun than Bob, don't you agree?
Yes. I think Bob would be less fun without Carolyn. Don't you think, Bob? Don't tell Bob.
That's all you
I
need
bet
to do.
Bob would agree that he would be less fun without Carolyn.
Yeah, to your damn face, but then it get ugly right after that. So the two faces of Bob will get you, and they'll get you.
The three faces of Bob.
Three faces of Bob, yeah. That didn't get you past Dobbs Town.
Have you read the book, Gene?
I'm not finished.
Is there a character named Emily?
I believe so. It's been a few months that I haven't gotten back to it. It's the first book I put on my new bookshelf that I set up. So there's a
main couple. She's a psychologist, I think. The main guy, I forget what his name was. So they get the main couple in the CIA. And Emily was pretty nice, pretty interesting person. If that's the person I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yay.
Oh, I can look it up and wiki it. See. Okay,
that's right.
You have no other questions?
No, I need more. I want more minutes with the questions I have. It just builds on whatever.
No, but like you know, you should say the question anyways and see if it gets a short answer.
All right, let's see if I can come up with simple. Ion, money buys things.
No, it does not. Money does not buy things. Money can't buy you love.
Reword it then. Money is an intermediary to purchasing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's fiat. If you swap in pussy for food, that's not money.
You're swapping pussy for food.
If you are, that's not money.
You know, currently the economic is based on consumerism, where we all think we need things, that we need to buy things. And we all think we need to have money to buy those things. And I'm talking more about material goods than love or utilities right now.
Okay. It's okay with that. It just doesn't make any sense.
To you?
To you. If that were the case, then have some. If that were the case, then have some. That's what we're saying.
Well, I'm kind of extrapolating. This might not necessarily apply to me personally, but it's the meme that you got to have money to buy things. And I'm wondering if we're going to see that, watch that change. Because when more and more people realize the importance of getting healthy by using the products... They may
see that
it's less important. The things are less important. Am I getting anywhere with this idea that there is no such thing as money anymore? Does it have to do with our perspectives?
Zap, I got you, honey. Sorry.
Thanks, Bob. I got much out.
Thanks a lot.
I'll work
Thanks
from
for
there.
Your question. The main people in Harlot's Ghost are Hugh and Kittredge. No, Emily.
Thank you, Bob.
No, Emily.
You're welcome, everybody. Everybody's welcome.
Thank you.